Pro-life advocates are rejoicing over the recent ruling in Texas that stopped Medicaid from funding Planned Parenthood statewide. Hear about the details and the efforts of pro-life activist Abby Johnson to keep the momentum going after a short message from our sponsor.
You are invited to listen to stories and teachings focusing on the move of the Holy Spirit. Charisma Podcast Network offers over 180 different Christian podcasts dealing with various genres affecting the body of Christ, from news to living abundantly in faith. To learn more and to listen to our shows, go to cpnshows.com.
The Texas Office of the Inspector General's terminated the contract with the nation's largest abortion provider on Wednesday, February 3, 2021. Texas is the 24th state to prohibit taxpayer money to fund abortions after Missouri became the first in January 21. But the fight is far from over. Former Planned Parenthood director turned pro-life activist Abby Johnson shared her dream of this momentous event in her welcome speech at the Texas Rally for Life last month. She proclaimed, "We're done. We want to end abortion here in the state of Texas. We want to do everything we can to protect innocent life in the womb." Seeing this come to fruition is a huge win for the pro-life community. To keep the momentum going, Johnson spoke with CBN about a new initiative she has started to care for women who have suffered the often extreme repercussions after having an abortion. While abortions are often seen as the most cost-effective solution to prohibiting unwanted pregnancies, the cost of seeking legal action for the physical and emotional damages from abortions is high. Johnson says holding the abortion industry accountable for what she calls its shoddy care of women can be cost prohibitive for women seeking out their own attorney and filing charges. As a result, she has founded Hurt After Abortion, a pro-life advocacy center that creates an avenue for women to do just that. Johnson said in the CBN interview, "We're telling women that we have legal options for them at no cost." Hurt After Abortion has partnered with the nonprofit legal organization, Thomas More Society, as well as Support After Abortion, an emotional support group for women facing physical or emotional consequences after abortion. With the support of many pro-life organizations, Johnson is working to ensure that women are getting the care they need. With these prayerful efforts, Johnson's next dream may well come true. As she said in her March for Life speech, "I have full confidence that soon Roe v. Wade will be a thing of the past." For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. And follow breaking news like this on our new platform, the Charisma Plus app. Find Charisma Plus in the App Store or Google Play. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.